This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
G'day there, and welcome to another week of Blues with a Feeling. This week, as Blues fans wend their way home following a cracking week at Blues on Broadbeach here in southeast Queensland, I have for you another of my Blues with a Feeling classic album features. It was Taj Mahal's birthday on the 17th, and so to celebrate, I'm going to feature for you a career highlight in a lifetime of them, the record Senior Blues, a Grammy winner for Taj in 1997, his first after beginning his groundbreaking musical journey at uni in the early 60s. Of course, Taj's career is full of musical and cultural highlights, but this album was Taj's first to receive the industry's highest acknowledgement, and it wouldn't be long before he'd back it up with another, the live album Shout in Key. And in the same decade or so, a bunch of Grammy nominations. A period of time in Taj's musical life that saw him begin working with a bunch of Texas musicians, spaced for the most part in Los Angeles, who would ultimately adopt the name The Phantom Blues Band and tour the world with Taj for a couple of decades, and continue to work with him to this day. And to give it all some kind of context, I've dug into the Blues with a Feeling archives and pulled out a couple of comments from Phantom Blues Band bass player Larry Fulcher about the origins of the band, working with Taj, and receiving the first of two Grammy Awards the band would receive for their work with Taj Mahal. And the great John Cleary recalls writing what would be a standout song on the album. But before we get to that, just a couple of songs to sweeten the pot. First, from the latest release from Australia's own Fiona Boys, who's emerged in a post-lockdown world with a new album, Rambling, an album that is all about getting back out on the road as quickly as possible, plus a track from 21-year-old Dylan Triplett. Dylan won himself a Blues Music Award for Best Emerging Artist album a fortnight ago for his debut record, Who Is He? And so, into the Blues with a Feeling pot this week goes another new song from Dylan, and a little later in the show, another track from the debut album from southeast Queensland's Jen Mize and the Rough and Tumble. And so, without further upselling, here she is, Fiona Boys, and a familiar refrain around these parts, The Devil Made Me Do It. This is Blues with a Feeling.
But I won't bet if you've summoned sin. tears fall from your eyes. Oh, a thousand times you ask yourself why. The one guy you love has departed. Oh, you're left alone and broken hearted. Ooh, love just comes and it goes. How long it's gonna last, ain't nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
That's the way love is, baby.
That's the way love is. Ooh. Showing up how it is.
That's the way love is, sugar. That's how it is.
That's the way
showing
love
up time.
Showing up how it is.
Ooh, that's how it is, my little darling. Listen to me now. I know you're walking down a lonesome road. Your heart is carrying a heavy load. I know you feel like you ain't got a friend. Oh, and your whole world is caving in. Oh, but now
it's
tough to be strong. You gotta forget him now that he's gone. And remember, that's the way love is, honey. That's how it is.
That's the way love is.
times, so I know just what you're going through. Oh, you just wish that you were never born. You gotta forget him now that he's gone. Now remember, that's the way love is, huh? That's how it is.
Wipe
away your tears.
Hello, y'all. My name is Cedric Burnside, and you listen to Shaky Sean with Blues with a Feeling.
Stop now, chicken, son. I'm dancing. the pot is hot. Honey in the honey pot. Oil in the pot is what you got to love a tune like me. To my soul.
To love you. one to love you.
Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland. Playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
My feature album this week is Taj Mahal's 1997 release, Senior Blues. A breakthrough record for Taj, winning his first Grammy, with the wonderful backing by a fine bunch of musicians who to this day continue to record and play with Taj, in addition to their work as songwriters, producers, arrangers and studio musicians for the world's finest artists, the Phantom Blues Band. That was Think, and before that the album's opener, Queen Bee, written for Taj's wife Inshira. In that set as well, 21-year-old Dylan Triplett from his Blues Music Award-winning debut album, Who Is He? A record co-produced by Phantom Blues Band bass player and producer Larry Fulcher, a longtime friend of this program, from who you'll hear as we work our way through this week's feature album. I'd been listening to Taj's music for as long as I'd been listening to the blues when this record came out. But it was the release of Dance in the Blues in 1993 and Phantom Blues in 96 that saw Taj regularly visiting Australia at the time, playing solo, and then bringing the full power and passion of the Phantom Blues Band with him for some incredible shows, full of the majesty and magnificence of the one and only Taj Mahal.
Your magic hand, your loving eyes, kissable lips, baby, mine, oh mine, I'm in love, and you know it's true. Tell me who could fall for irresistible you. I don't know what you got, but it's got me in a hook, like a fish in the sea. You make eagles call from above, make the devil fall in love with you. Irresistible you. Oh, come on, let's walk a while. I wanna talk, 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 talk to you, honey child. You've been blessed, and you're much too much. There's a wonder of a love in your touch. How much you mean to me? I love you my whole life through. And who could fall for irresistible you? Pocket of a real old coat. It just got by me some way. I must have had a real bad day. She said she was all moved in and her apartment sure looked fine. Suggested I come by and see her sometime. She said all her fixtures were new and I'll turn them on for you. Something I'm sure you're gonna love, but we don't have to eat it all. That's one of the problems of life out here on the road. Little notes like this ain't got no area code. I don't know what to say. I'm having a real bad day.
From the Phantom Blues Band in Taj Mahal, and you're listening to Sean Benley's Blues with a Feeling.
Well, we have a mutual friend who's now, he tours with Steve Miller. He's his guitarist and bassist, a guy, senior moments. But Kenny Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
And it's back in the late 80s, and Kenny introduced me to the guys who were the core of the Phantoms. I was still living in Los Angeles at the time. And I went up and did a little Tuesday night gig with them, and we started playing, and it was like we had known each other our whole lives. And they were all Texans, and I'm a native Texan.
Yep.
So we had this Tuesday night gig at this place in a club in Los Angeles called The Mint. And we just decided we wanted to play together, you know, money being not a factor.
Yep. Not a lot of money in Tuesday night gigs anywhere.
Oh, gosh, man. And we did that for a while, and then I actually left L.A. and moved back to Austin, but I loved our job so much, I would fly from L.A. to Austin. I mean, from vice versa.
Yeah.
Austin to L.A. to do our Tuesday night job. And I think the classic... Well, the story is one time I'd done it, and I, you know, got the plane ticket, flew to L.A., rented a car, got a hotel room, and we made $7 each. But it was still worth it.
Yeah.
So In doing that, a mutual friend of ours, a guy named John Porter, who's a great producer, he's produced some phenomenal records for B.B. King, and he's Eric Clapton's best friend, and Otis Rush, just a ton of records, asked us if we'd like to do a record with Taj Mahal. And we said, yeah. And the first record, I couldn't do the record. I was touring with Maria Muldaur, but when I came back, I did the tour with him. And Taj just loved it. So we kept the unit together and kept making records. And the second record we did with him was called Phantom Blues.
Yep.
So they would introduce us as the Phantom Blues Band. So we went on and did Phantom Blues, Senor Blues, which got Taj's first Grammy. And we started being billed as Taj Mahal and the Phantom Blues Band. Then we did the Taj and the Phantom Blues Band Shouting in Key, and that got the second Grammy.
By the time that they love him, saying your blues done gone away. Well, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. Yes, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, El Señor blues done gone away.
listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share the love of the blues again with you this week. Thanks for tuning in or downloading the show, and for your continued support on Facebook by liking, commenting, at following the Facebook page, and for sharing the show around. It's for all us music-loving peeps after all. And my ever-loving gratitude to the management and staff of the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for their ongoing support of the show, now in its third year, as Blues With A Feeling celebrates its 30th year this month. Amazing. My Blues With A Feeling feature album this week is Taj Mahal's 1997 Grammy Award-winning Senior Blues. It was Taj's birthday last week. Happy 81st birthday, Taj Mahal. That was Sophisticated Mama. And previous to that, the title track, Horace Silver's quite wonderful Senior Blues, Having a Real Bad Day, and Irresistible You. The whole album dedicated to Taj's wife, Inshira. And you heard the voice of Phantom Blues Band bass player Larry Fulcher chatting with me while on tour here in Australia a while back, remembering the time and a musical association for Taj and the Phantoms that remains to this day. This is Blues With A Feeling.
heart. If you come back to me, baby, we could make a brand new start.
Always looking at moving the music forward. People think of blues as an archaic form or a historic form, but you know, even the cats back in the day, they didn't see themselves as in the past artists. They were always trying to move the music forward. Yeah. So that's what we're looking to do on the next record, is, you know, continually raise the bar. When we recorded Senor Blues, for example, the idea of doing a jazz tune with lyrics to it, our record company at the time was like, you guys are out of your mind, don't do that. So we actually locked the door to the recording studio. And there was the receptionist was given orders that if anyone from the record company walks in, stall them, and we'll take the tapes off the machine so they don't know what we're doing.
Old school guerrilla recording.
Yeah, exactly. But then when people heard the song, yeah. I mean, it was a Grammy-winning song.
wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. Cause me and that pretty woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on the party line is such a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine. Skirts up high, the boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Well, if you mind your own business, then you won't be worried about mine.
Dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
I'm thrilled to be able to feature for you this incredible record this week. I remember the time so vividly here in Australia, a time when Taj was a frequent visitor, bringing with him a wonderful cast of characters, including the Hula Blues Band and the Phantom Blues Band, with whom you're hearing him this week. On this week's Blues with a Feeling feature album, Taj Mahal, Senor Blues, an album recorded with no small amount of trepidation on the part of Taj's record company at the time, and yet here it is, for all of eternity, the first ever Grammy Award winner for Taj Mahal, and a massive achievement for any record company. And this wonderful collection of musicians, Johnny Lee Shell, John Cleary, Mick Weaver, Tony Brunigal, and the Texicali Horns' Daryl Leonard and Joe Sublett, the Phantom Blues Band. That song, Mind Your Business, and before that, You Rascal You, I Miss You Baby, and Oh Lord, Things Are Getting Crazy Up In Here. So many wonderful songs on this album, but there are a couple of real standouts, and one of them is this track, 21st Century Gypsy Singin' Lover Man, a song written by John Cleary, who was a regular member of the Phantoms at the time. I asked John when he was here a few years ago about writing the song for the Senor Blues sessions.
It's a song that I wrote on a plane flying from New Orleans to Los Angeles for a recording session with Taj. And I had to get up very early in the morning so as not to wake up my girlfriend at the time. And so, you know, this idea of the musician being the wandering minstrel, it's a very old job. It's probably the second oldest profession in the world. And it's about what we do as touring musicians. You know, it's about the ones you miss at home. You spend a lot of time away. You spend a lot of time saying goodbye to people. I cut it based on a little riff that Taj had been playing one day when we were just hanging out, and I asked him what it was, and he just shook his head, and it was just a riff. So I wrote the song based on that, and I wrote it on the plane and played it to Taj, and we got to the studio and he liked it, and so then we cut it.
I know it's hard to love a gypsy. Please don't worry, baby, 'cause I'll soon be coming home to you. And if I steal away, steal away like a thief in the night, well, it's only 'cause I hate to say a long goodbye to you. I know there ain't nowhere, nowhere can compare with the comfort of your big breast, babe. But I got a long road to travel, and only hard and stony ground for me to rest my weary head. I'm like a fish out of water, feel like I'm drowning on dry land. If I ain't got a reservation ticket right here in the palm of my hand, I gotta be a 21st century gypsy lover, a 21st century gypsy singing lover man. And when I kiss you goodbye, dark hours of the morning, and pack a guitar bag and head on out the door, I know you know that I really hate to leave you, but it's that time again and I simply got to go. And if I'm away on the road weeks on end, and in some way off and far flung foreign land, sailing on an ocean, baby, or deep down in the jungle, or in a caravan crossing the burning desert sand, begin. I was a wandering minstrel, maybe the previous life. I'm your 21st century gypsy, singing lover man.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you.
This one day we were in the studio with John Porter. We would do sessions as a unit for just different people. And John just kind of offhanded says, "You guys should make a record." We go, yeah. All right, too busy trying to put food on the table to go out. But then a couple of weeks later, you know, I call John up and I go, "Man, were you serious?" And he goes, "Yeah." So I got a hold of Taj and said, "Hey, man, we want to make records using the name Phantom Blues Band." And Taj goes, "Yeah, man, yeah. Y'all should get in that boat and row out there and get in the deep water." So that was the start of us recording as an entity.
Taj Mahal from this week's Blues with a Feeling feature album, Senior Blues. Also in that set, At Last I Found a Love, the album dedicated with all that and more to Taj's wife Inshira, and also in there once again, the voice of Phantom Blues Band bass player Larry Fulcher, remembering what were some wonderful times for Taj and the Phantom Blues Band. Thanks for joining me again this week. And before we go, well, there's always time for one more. I've been delighted by what I've heard so far from the debut album by Jen Myers and the Rough and Tumble. Jen lives here in southeast Queensland. She's a rare talent indeed. And the songs she's written with the members of the Rough and Tumble, well, you know, when I'm looking for songs to play for you on this program, I'm always looking for songs that touch me deeply. And this tale of unrequited love has nailed me to the wall when I first heard it last week, and it did it today when I was listening to it again. Whew. Don't die wondering, kids. Hell, who knows what might happen out there. Get amongst it. You've been listening to Blues with a Feeling.
You're give you that. You got nearly everyone fooled. Just some good friends out for night on the town. You're determined. You're keeping your cool. a simple chance meeting, breath caught in my chest. You were the last man I thought that I'd see. End of the night, and we all go our ways, but you're still looking at me. Started. Why can't we just get it started? Why can't